I met her a few weeks after I buried my dad. I don't think that was an accident. I was hollow, grief in my chest like a stone I couldn't swallow. World still moving, but I was standing still, carrying a mother's absence and a father's unfilled. Flinched the shadows, flinched the hands, spent my whole childhood learning to withstand. Every quick movement meant cover up, brace, so I built walls around walls just to feel safe. Then I met her. A few weeks after the funeral, world still great. She walked in like the first one day. Didn't ask for my arm, didn't push through the door. Just sat beside me like she'd been there before. She moved quick once, I tensed up, couldn't breathe. Old instincts, fire and body brace to receive. She stopped, and in that look, she knew. And then she just pulled me in. And something in me finally came loose. She did. Didn't know the war she walked into, but she stayed. She stayed, and that changed everything. I remember her couch, her hand in mine. Butterflies like I was feeling something for the first time. Not just love, something deeper than that. The feeling of being wanted and not having to fight for it back. Nobody ever just held my hand like that. Nobody ever just stayed like that. I didn't know what to do with it. Kept waiting for the catch, kept waiting for the fist, kept waiting for the moment. She proved she was just like the rest. She never did. Mom never gave me soft, never gave me safe or warm. So when she gave me both without a single word, I didn't run. I stayed. She didn't ask what broke me. She just held the pieces still. Slowed down every movement like she knew just what I'd feel. No fist behind the touch, just love. That was enough.
She didn't fix me,
but she made me feel worth fixing.
She didn't save me,
but she gave me something worth living. First girl who ever made me feel like the broken parts were still beautiful. First hand that ever felt like home. First love that ever felt unconditional. She didn't know what she walked in, but she stayed. You were the answer to a prayer I didn't know I was praying. She stayed. She always does. I met her a few weeks after I buried my dad. I don't think that was an accident.